Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Commercial pilots flying out of Omaha, Nebraska got quite a scare Monday evening when they heard banging on the door of the cockpit. And they thought someone was trying to break in. American Airlines Flight 6569, bound for Los Angeles,
nice.
Turned around and made an emergency landing just before 8 o'clock, 36 minutes after takeoff from Epley Airfield. The FAA said the pilots declared an emergency when they could not contact the cabin crew.
Mm-hmm.
Turned out there was an issue with the plane's intercom phone system. So, unable to reach the pilots by radio, the crew resorted to knocking on the locked cockpit door, hearing only silence from the communication system. The pilots feared opening the cockpit door could end in disaster.
I understand that.
They say they have been reinforced the doors and are kept locked during flights in accordance with FAA regulations, implemented obviously after 9/11. Most planes are also equipped with a keypad system allowing authorized crew to request entry, though it remains unclear whether this was used during the incident. A video shot when the plane was back on the ground recorded a pilot telling confused passengers, "We weren't sure if something was going on with the airplane, so that's why we're coming back here. It's going to be a little bit. We have to figure out what's going on."
Yeah.
Our question, who or what was on the other side of the door? 206-803-ROCK.
We got to figure it out.
We have no idea what's happening, but we've landed.
Yeah, right. We're on the ground now, so we'll tell you. We're just as scared as you are.
You know what? At that point, everyone's realized. Once the plane has landed, if you're like, hey, we don't know what's wrong with the plane, like, don't care. We're on the ground, man.
Yo, I told you, man, the last time I flew, when the pilot came out for their bathroom break, the woman who was in the first class doing the service up there,
yeah,
she was probably every bit of 5 feet tall. She looked like she was probably in her 50s or 60s. She looked like a little ball of fire, but she was probably 105 pounds.
Right.
And when they moved the entire drink cart in front of that entranceway to the front of the cabin up there where the bathroom is for the first class passengers, she's blocking that entrance. But you could really only see, like, from her nose up.
Yeah. Just like,
and she's just standing there on guard. And I'm like, all right, man, you...
You got it.
Good luck.
I feel better.
Good luck.
And look, I've been on a plane where we didn't know there was a medical emergency at first.
Yeah.
But you can just tell it's slowing down and you're losing altitude. And it's like, there's a couple minutes where, like, my heart was kind of racing. And I'm like, what is going on? And then finally they're like, we are making emergency landing because of a medical thing. You're like, okay.
Do they say what the medical thing is or just a medical thing?
So here was the whole deal. There was a medical issue because they asked for the doctors.
Okay.
Then we start slowing down, and you're like, uh-oh. Basically, it seemed like the guy must have died, and maybe they have a rule that you only can fly so far with the dead body. Because when we land it...
You think it's a rule, or do you think maybe the flight attendants are like, I am not comfortable with this. Land this damn plane and get the corpse off.
I don't know. We landed, I want to say, in Billings, Montana.
Yeah.
There was nobody there. An ambulance just showed up, and when it left, its lights were off.
Was anybody at the airport? Were you the only plane there?
Correct. And then at this point, somehow we were overweight. So they're like,
Wait, they took the body off already.
I hear you.
But and you'd already burned fuel to get there.
But then they were like, we need a mechanic to sign off on something. And then finally they're just like really, any kind of mechanic. And you hear he goes, as you can tell, this airport is closed up for the night.
Damn, any kind of mechanic.
So eventually after like 20 minutes.
Is there a mechanic on the plane?
Yeah, that's what they asked. And it was like a steady thing.
Was there?
Yeah, but eventually we took back off, and did land in Seattle. So I don't know if somebody drove out or there was just a random guy that's like, I work on cars.
I just like the idea of, hey, now that we took a body off the plane, we're overweight.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're right, because they didn't fuel up. It didn't make any sense. Who knows? But it was.
Have you ever seen those guys out there with their electrical tape, taping a part of the wing? Or
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right before you're ready to take off, you're like, okay, that's...
That's all you need.
That's duct tape.
Okay.
That's metallic duct tape, pretty much.
Yeah, they might spice it
up. I don't
know
if they're just doing over seams, or... It didn't look like, obviously, this is a real
you
repair.
You assume it's not something catastrophic.
Right.
Yeah.
You assume that. We don't know. You're still like, I don't know, just seeing duct tape
when
on an
airplane.
You
see him, like, pulling duct tape, you know, out of the spool, yeah. Like a regular... You're like, he's using duct tape.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'll be damned.
Who are... Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
For what was on the other side of the door, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Greg. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Well, guys, I was enjoying my evening watching some tube, and my wife rushes in and says, there's a raccoon on our porch. Come help me. And so I go out there and open up the door. And to my surprise, there is a little kitten that looks just like a raccoon. And he sits a little fur ball. So I picked him up and he starts purring. He stunk real bad. So I took him in and gave him a bath.
Wait,
and
stunk then, like what? If you had to guess what the stink, like stink of fresh birth, stink of I've been pooped on or what?
Okay, now where my house is located, there's kind of a swampy area down below next to the lake.
I got you.
Just stunk. And anyway, so I pick up this little kitten that looks like a raccoon, and my lovely wife Shannon confused this for a raccoon. And so I pick up this cat, I bathe the cat, it let me do that, and then I sit on the couch with this cat and I grab my bass guitar. This cat was picking up when I was laying down, started playing my strings that I was hitting.
I got to tell you, it's a ballsy move to bathe the cat you don't know.
Yeah.
So I've had cats that have laid sideways in the litter box because their back legs didn't work and crap like that. Even to wash that cat.
Oh yeah.
Was a pain in the ass. So I'm surprised that cat was docile enough to not rip you to shreds.
But you did say kitten, right?
Yep. He was just a little guy back then. That was years ago.
I'm assuming you still have this cat now.
Oh, yes. We took him to the vet, and he didn't have a chip, and we tried to find the owner, because he was just such, I couldn't believe it, you know, that no one was claiming this lovely little kitten that looks like a raccoon. And, yeah, we got to keep him. We still have him.
How much like a raccoon? Like, does this kitten look enough like a raccoon to forgive your wife for this, or are you kind of like, babe, come on, man?
Well, it did look like a raccoon, but I was like, that's a baby kitten. Pick him up.
Well, why was she so scared? Because you're saying it's a kitten, so no matter what, it's small, right? So even if it was a raccoon, is she just scared of your average woodland creature? I mean, when it's that small, was she panicked?
We have a raccoon problem at my house.
Uh-huh.
You know, we also have an outdoor cat, and so rest in peace, Baba Yaga. He just passed away.
Baba Yaga.
Yep. He's a killer. That cat brought home a live mallard duck.
Well, yes, that's what they do.
Wow.
Jesus. I mean, if you have an indoor-outdoor cat, I mean, they're going to hunt at night, and they're going to bring you stuff if you have a cat door or a dog door, whatever you got.
Yep. That Baba Yaga brought in a live mallard duck. And so I had to catch this thing thinking it was mortally wounded. And I caught it with a box and, you know, and had it in a box, brought it outside, opened up the box and it blew away.
Yeah. See, they don't want to bring it to you dead.
No.
They want to bring it to you still. They play with that thing for hours before they finally decide.
Of course.
They're trying to drag his ass in, you know.
So when you say you have a raccoon problem, what kind of problems do you have with the raccoon other than them just being present? My son, we have a family of raccoons that live somewhere in a yard. I'm not 100% where, but they're somewhere. Nobody cares. But my son is convinced that the raccoon hides under the car and is going to attack him when he takes out the trash because one night, about a year ago, I think he was taking trash out, just saw the raccoon. But my kid's back in the house in a heartbeat. I'm like, what's going on? Because there's also, you know, mountain lions, coyotes, all this. He's like, it was a raccoon. I'm like, that big, fat, slow-ass raccoon. I'm like, brother, just take the trash out. You'll be fine. He was, no. I said, dude, it's a raccoon. It's not rabbit. It's a, no. So just this last weekend or within the last week, I asked him to take the trash out. And he was in and out in like a second and a half. I'm like, what's up? He's like, I'm just convinced that raccoon's hiding under the car. I'm like, that raccoon does not care about you. He's not waiting for you to come outside to attack you. But he's convinced himself of this. So are you getting attacked? Is it just eating your crap or what?
These raccoons at my place, there's a group of them, maybe five or six, and well, they come to steal the cat food, and so we would bring the cat food in at nighttime. That's when the raccoons usually show up.
Yep.
But they are not afraid of you.
No.
I mean, if you left out that food and you went out to get it and the raccoons are out there, they're not budging. It's their food now.
Well, my buddy this just happened 2 weeks ago. He had he has a Ring camera.
All right.
It was going off all night. And it wouldn't stop. He looked and saw it's a family of raccoons.
Yeah.
All right? They're doing their thing. They're out in this little front yard area. They are digging up his yard. I mean, there's four. There's babies. There's mom. There's dad. They are digging up his yard and eating the grubs that are in the ground. When he came out the next morning, it looked like a herd of pigs
had
gone through
everything
and decimated his yard. Just to eat those grubs from whatever beetle that thing is. Whatever the hell they
Apparently got. Grubs are delicious.
I guess so. Who or what was on the other side of the door, 206-803-ROCK?
I mean, the raccoons are so good. Like, our buddy, right, that moved into our neighborhood, like, he's got a serious issue, too.
Really?
Because it's like they go through his trash cans, and then his girl made a little garden, and they just destroy it.
Huh.
At will.
I will say, my wife's very good out there in the garden. We do not have, I think it's squirrels that piss her off, but overwhelmingly, the raccoons, the possums, they all leave her crap alone. I think because they know her.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, she will find you and she will kill you. She's like Liam Neeson Taken if you mess with her stuff.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.